Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, time for the Friday bonus. Earlier this week, we spoke to the meditation teacher, James Beres, who's written a book about joy. He semi-facetiously refers to himself as the joy boy. And one of his primary ideas is that we can use meditation to cultivate joy. So we are bringing in another great meditation teacher, Diana Winston, with a meditation that is also featured on the 10% Happier app, which is designed to generate joy. Here we go. Over to Diana Winston.
Hi, this is Diana, and this meditation will introduce you to the possibility of cultivating more joy. Joy is one of these states that we can develop through deliberately practicing it and setting kind of an aspiration for it. When I talk about joy, I'm not necessarily talking about ecstatic joy or blissful joy. At the baseline, when I think of joy, it's just about a contentment with things as they are and a willingness to be with life as it is. So let's give it a try. Let's find a posture that's comfortable for you. Upright, but not too rigid or tight. Eyes can be closed or open if you prefer. Just looking mostly downward with a soft gaze. You can take a few breaths. Feel our feet on the floor. Now notice what you're feeling inside yourself right now. Notice whatever is happening, letting whatever is here be here. And we'll start the practice of cultivating joy. So bring to mind a time when you remember feeling joy. It doesn't matter what you think of. You can bring anything to mind. It could be being out in nature or really enjoying yourself with some friends or spending time with animals, taking your dog for a walk. It can be very strong joy or can be very subtle contentment kind of joy. So noticing what's happening in your body as you think of this joyful scene, memory, and let's say some words to help increase and cultivate joy. And say them slowly, connecting to the feeling and to your body as you evoke them. May I open to joy. May I one day open to joy. May I consider the possibility of one day opening to joy. Welcome, joy. And as you say these words, notice what's happening in your body. What's present for you? Perhaps joy is present. In which case, really let it be there. And let that quality of joy expand, grow, pervade. Remember, it doesn't have to be full-on joy. It could just be a subtle sensation, contentment. If images and memories come, let them be there. Keep repeating the phrases. And if you want to change them up a little bit or just stick with one that resonates with you, feel free to do that. If the joy is here, really let it be here. Let it spread throughout your body. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. I hope this is helpful to you. I'll see you again next time.
Thank you very much, Diana. Appreciate that. I really hope you enjoyed that meditation. If you're thinking, you know, I really could have kept that going for another 5 or 10 minutes, I encourage you to check out the 10% Happier app, where you will find this same meditation in different lengths to suit your practice. The price you pay for your subscription supports our wonderful teachers and allows them to dedicate their time to teaching these skills of mindfulness, which can be life-changing. As an added incentive, we've got a special discount for anybody who's new to the app. To claim that discount, you can visit 10%.com/bonus. That is 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/bonus. And if you're an existing subscriber, we thank you for your support. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.
I'm Shimon Liai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.